Living by the Word with Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I invite you to stay tuned as I share a powerful message from God's Word that will change your life. It is written, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." And now, here's today's message.
John 14, look at verse 23. All right, let's go on back up to verse 21. "He that have my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loves me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will do what? And will manifest myself to him." So you see, obedience causes Jesus to reveal who he is to you. You get in disobedience, you ain't going to see nothing. He can't show you anything if you don't obey him. Look at what he says. Judas said unto him, not Iscariot, "Lord, how is it that you will manifest yourself to us and not to the world?" Good question. Jesus answered and said to him, "If a man love me, he will keep my words." Amen. See, he didn't say, "If a man love me, he'll tell me." He didn't say, "If a man love me, he'll say it." You know, we like to tell the Lord, "I love you. Hallelujah. I love the Lord. He heard my cry." And then we go right out of here and sin. I mean, on the way to sin. "I love the Lord. He heard my cry." See, y'all know what I'm talking about. Some of y'all been doing it. Some of y'all doing it because you don't know the words. You ain't fooling me. That's why you humming it. You don't know all the words. So you hum it. You go to that hum mode. "If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him." And listen to this. "And we will come unto him and make our abode with him." See, he's talking about abiding here. You see that scripture said? "He that said, I abide in him, ought to walk also as even as he walked." See, Jesus said, "Look, when you obey my words, me and the Father, we're going to set up house. We come to live with you, and we're going to make ourselves known to you." Now, let me tell you, I fed on these scriptures right here because I wanted to know who Jesus is. I wanted Jesus to show me. One of my prayers when I got saved was, "Lord, if you really real." And I think he took it as a personal challenge and said, "Let's show this boy I'm really real." And he started revealing himself to me, waking me up, giving me scriptures that I didn't even know in the Bible. Just wake up with a scripture. "What's it? Where that scripture at?" "I don't even know where the scripture at." "There it is." And then speak to me about a situation that I'm going through right then. Don't tell me Jesus ain't alive. Don't tell me he's not real. I'm going to tell you, he will reveal himself to you if you get busy loving him and obeying him and walking like he walked. Why? Because he wants you to do just like him. Don't you know that? He didn't rebuke Peter when Peter said, "Lord, if that's you, tell me to come out there where you at." That's South Louisiana talk. Jesus said one word, "Come." He didn't say, "Get back in the boat. Who you think you are trying to act like me?" He didn't do him that way. He didn't rebuke him. He said, "Come on, Peter. You can do just what I'm doing. I'm walking on water. You can't do. Come on. You can do it, Peter." So he gave everybody an invitation to come follow him. Hallelujah. See, when the Lord said, "Follow me," he's not just talking about just get behind him. When he said, "Follow him," he's talking about follow his example. Come do what I'm doing. Come let me show you how to do this. Let me show you how to live this life. Come in and imitate me. Right? Everything Jesus was doing, he turned around and told the disciples, "Now y'all go do what y'all saw me doing." Amen. Then he went out and did a lot of things. Then he turned around when they got enough teaching under their belt. He said, "Now look, y'all go out." And he gave them some instruction. "Now go out and y'all do this here, say this." He told them exactly what to do because that's exactly what he was going to do if he went out. You can walk just like him. Hallelujah. Don't let nobody push you down, push you back, cause you to back up and say, you can't be doing all of that. Who you think you are? I remember I went to lay hands on somebody that was sick, and word got out in the church that I was laying hands on people. And a minister got up in the pulpit and said, we got people walking around here talking about laying hands on the sick. He said, what they ought to be doing is praying, Lord, if it be thy will, heal so-and-so. Oh, they rebuked me from the pulpit. All I was trying to do was do what Jesus was doing. I saw Jesus do it. Right? I went in a nursing home one time, me and my brother Ricky. Went there to minister to some people on a Sunday afternoon. Just me and him went there and said, had the big open space there. Had some people there, and we found our way to a man sitting on the side. And I saw where Jesus, this man was deaf and dumb. And I saw where Jesus cast the dumb spirit out. I said, well, let's go do what we saw Jesus do in the Bible. Let's go cast the spirit out. So we went over there to him, and he was real nice. He was smiling. He couldn't hear nothing. He just smiling and nice. Ricky had zeal and I had the wisdom. Ricky just wanted to do it right then, right in front of everybody. I had a little wisdom. I said, Ricky, let's take the man in the back room back there, away from all these people here watching us, so we can minister to this man. He said, no, we're going to cast him out right here on the spot. Right here. We're going to do it right here. I said, Ricky, man, let's go in the back, man. They'll take us. We'll tell them we're going to go pray for the man. No, we're gonna cast the devil out right here. We ain't got to go nowhere. We're going to cast him out right here. I said, all right. So that fellow was just laughing. He's just looking at him. And then we say, you dumb and deaf spirit, we command you in the name of Jesus, come out of him. That man say, boy, his eyes got big and still. He heard that. And then he did like this. He say, start shaking his head from left to right, say, I ain't coming out. And we start commanding some more. We command you, you dumb and deaf spirit, come out of this man. He said, shaking his head from left to right again. He hearing us now. Right? That's the spirit of the man. That spirit come up in him. He had a dumb and deaf spirit. We trying to do what Jesus did. Right? And then we start quoting scripture. And I start quoting scriptures about these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. I said, didn't you hear that word? I said, devil, we cast you out. He said, we wasn't casting him out. I said, yeah, we're going to cast you out. And then I'm going to tell you, we was both going at it. Now, the devil, he did have a special dislike for Ricky. He didn't want to get cast out. See, the devil's a creature of pride. He didn't want to get cast out in front of all these people. That'd be embarrassing to him. And so he would look at Ricky, and boy, his face would get mean and ugly, and then he would look at me and just kind of scowl at me. But I said, man, Ricky, he hates you. That devil hates you. That devil hated Ricky. I said, golly, I said, Ricky, he hates you. I said, he mad at me, but and then he started hitting at the Bible and stuff. And then we could tell when the power of the Holy Ghost came down. And you could see fear now. See, where at first where it was arrogance, and the eyes was big, and they wasn't blinking, and we could see in his eyes that fear came and weakness came. And you could see that this devil had started withdrawing, that he was almost about to be cast out, whatever you want to call it, driven away. And so he turned to the last thing that he could do. That man started kicking at us. I mean, just he went into a fit. And when he started went into a fit and started swinging his arms and stuff, because the devil, we said, we got him, Ricky, we got him. You coming out today. You coming out now. That man started kicking and fighting with us, and then here come the orderlies running across the room. And I had a mini vision sitting in jail. I said, they're going to put us. I said, we going to jail today. They come running because they think we hurting this man. Man, he kicking at us. Man, he done went crazy. He had him a fit trying to get us away from him. We said, no, you come out in the name of Jesus. And there are people, and everybody in there just looking at us, just watching. We done become a spectacle. And when them men with the little white uniforms come running over there, what are y'all doing to him? I said, Ricky, come on, man, let's get out of here. Because I saw a vision of us sitting in jail. I said, Ricky, let's go, man, let's go. And so we got up and we left. And we was getting it for that door. We was gone. We were running for that door. And then there was a little lady sitting in a wheelchair by the door saying, look at him. Bunch of fanatics. Me and Ricky got out of there because we didn't want to go to jail. We didn't want a jail ministry. And I went right back to the car and opened my Bible where Jesus dealt with the dumb and deaf spirit. I said, now, Lord, where we messed up at? We saw you do it. We can do it. We can cast them out, too. Now, let me show what you did. I said, Lord, we did just what you did. All we needed was a little more time with that fella, and that man would have come out of there hearing and speaking. That's a true story. We just believe we could do what we saw him doing. He said in John 14, right, verse 12, the works that I do shall you do also, and even greater works than these shall you do, because I'm going to the Father. And then he gave us his name, because the name is the authority that we function under that causes the power of God to be released. Thank you. Hallelujah. So you got to obey God, amen, and God will reveal himself to you. Now, let's look at how did Jesus walk. I done kind of let it all out a little bit. How did he walk? Well, Jesus walked in good works which glorified the Father. Now, can you walk in good works and glorify the Father? Let's find out how Jesus did it. Let's identify some of these good works. Amen. If you're keeping count, this number 12. Don't worry about if your numbers don't add up to mine. John 10. Look at John 10, verse 32. Now, for the sake of time, I'm just going to read the main scripture, but you can go back and read before and after, okay? John chapter 10, verse 27. Let's just read the whole thing. He said, My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, which gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Jesus answered them, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of these of those works do you stone me? And the Jews answered, saying, for a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy, and because thou being a man, make it thyself God. Now, so you see here, look at Jesus, even his own personal testimony. He said, if many good works have I shown you. So if Jesus was doing many good works, what kind of works are we supposed to be doing? We're certainly not supposed to be manifesting the works of the devil. We should be manifesting the works of God. Hallelujah. Notice what Jesus said here. He said, many good works have I showed you from my Father. For which of those works do you stone me? Well, they said, look, we can't stone you for the work you did. The work you did was good. Good works are works that bring glory to God. And good works are works that minister blessing to others. That's how you know if it's a good work or not. Does it bring glory to God? Does it bless somebody? So Jesus went about, Acts 10, 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing what? Good. See, Jesus went about doing what? Good, and doing what? And healing all that were oppressed of the devil, because God was with him. So you see, there's another example there of Jesus doing good works. Hallelujah. We are not saved by good works, but we are saved to work. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look at John chapter 17. John 17. Look at verse 4. John 17, verse 4. Jesus said this, I have glorified thee on the earth. I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. Hallelujah. You see, Jesus had a work to do, and we know that the works that he did were good. He said, I'll finish the work you gave me. The work represents an assignment. Hallelujah. All right, let's look at Matthew chapter 11. Let's identify, what are some of these works? Matthew chapter 11. Teaching is a good work. Preaching is a good work. Witnessing is a good work. Praying for the sick is a good work. Casting the devil out is a good work. Feeding the hungry is good work. Clothing the naked is a good work. Amen. Helping somebody who's down and out is a good work. Look at verse 1. And it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now, when John had heard in the prison the what? The works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said to him, art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Now, there's a lot of lessons you can learn right here. One of them is this. Never forget in the dark what God has revealed to you in the light. Y'all remember John is the one, behold, the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world. He's so bold and so confident. This him, y'all. Jesus came to him. John said, hey, I don't need to baptize you. You need to baptize me. Right? He's convinced this is the Messiah, but now he's in jail. Now he's in a dungeon. Now the devil messing with his mind. Now he's wondering if he missed God. So he's got two of his disciples say, look, go ask Jesus. Is he one? He said, I hear this man doing wonders out there. He's doing good works. I hear about his works. Go and find out, is he really the one, or did I miss it? Do we need to look for another? Look at Jesus' response. Verse 4, and Jesus answered and said unto them, go and show John again those things which you do hear and see, that you both hear and see. Good works can be seen and they can be heard. He said, look, the blind receive their sight. This is a work of Christ, right? Remember what did he hear in prison? He heard about the what? The works of Christ. Here are some of his works right here. The blind receive their sight, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, and the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. And blessed is he whosoever shall not be ashamed in me, shall not be offended in me. So you see that casting out the devil, ministering healing to the sick, delivering the oppressed, these are all the works of Christ. They render blessing to people, and they bring glory and honor to God. Everybody in this church needs to be involved in good works. Your life needs to be fruitful. You need to be producing good works. Amen. There should be a trail of good works behind you. Hallelujah. Everybody in here should be doing the works of Christ. Tell your neighbor, say, you should be doing the works of Christ. Why should you be doing the works of Christ? First of all, you're a king and a priest. Then you're a royal priesthood. Then you're a holy nation. Then you're a child of God. Now you're a new creature. You got all this glory in you. You're supposed to be producing what Jesus produced. That's why I believe in the supernatural. If Jesus did do supernatural, we can do it too. Whatever I see him doing, I can do myself. Hallelujah. Say, tell your neighbor, say, whatever I see Jesus doing, I can do it myself. Amen. All right, let's look at Mark chapter 3. Look at this right here. This is amazing. Let's look at verse number 9. And he spake to his disciples that a small ship should wait on him because of the multitude, lest they should throng him. For he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues. And unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, thou art the Son of God. And he straightly charged them that they should not make him known. So you see, this is a part of the works right here. Look at verse number 14, verse 13. And he goeth up into a mountain and called unto him whom he would, and they came to him. And he ordained 12 that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils. See, when you spend time with Jesus, guess what? What were they ordained to do? What was the first thing they was ordained to do? The first assignment they had was to spend time with him. See, some people don't want to spend no time with him, but they want to do the works. They were ordained to be with him. The sending forth came after they had been with him. So when you spend time in the presence of God, when you spend time in the Word, I'm going to tell you that God will teach you how to do the works of Christ. And I'm going to tell you, you'll have good works following you. It is the will of God for you to do good works. How did Jesus walk? He walked in good works that glorified the Father. That's how he walked. If it wasn't going to glorify God, he didn't do it. If it wasn't going to minister blessing to somebody, he didn't do it. You see that? So if you have opportunity to minister to somebody and it's going to bring glory to God, and God lays it on your heart that that's his will for you at that particular time, you need to flow with that. Another way you can tell when God is leading you to minister to somebody is that many times there's a divine flow of love that'll well up in your spirit. When compassion starts flowing out of you, you need to follow that flow. You follow that divine flow of love, because all of these work together. Amen. God wants you to be a carrier and he wants you to be the fruitful part of the vine. You're the branch, he's the vine, but what's in the vine need to come out of the branches. Amen. Right? Amen. Hallelujah. That's what he wants. Look at Mark chapter 6. Look at verse 2. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astounded, saying, from whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? What kind of works was wrought by Jesus' hand? Mighty works. So there should be mighty works in the body of Christ today. If we're going to do his work, then we're going to see the same manifestations. Now, let me show you. We've seen Jesus doing mighty works, right? Now, let me show you your part. You have a part in it. John 14, 12, which I alluded to. John 14, 12 says, truly, truly, I say to you, he that believes on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father. Now, I can feel this here in the spirit that some people say, look, I'm not interested in doing what Jesus did. I don't have to do what Jesus did to be happy. That's where you're deceived at. Because fulfillment in life comes from obedience, doing what God has called you to do. Amen. And when you start flowing, when you start seeing people get set free, when you start seeing people get healed, I'm going to tell you, it produces a joy that you can't get out of nothing else. Let me tell you, I get more joy out of seeing somebody delivered from the devil's power than anything else. I love to see people get set free. Hallelujah. I love to see people get the devil cast out of them. Y'all ain't scared of the devil, are you? No. How many of y'all can cast the devil out? You cast him out? Annie said, I'll do it. She don't sound too confident, but. She said, I'll do it. And then she rock it. I'll do it. I'll do it. Oh, Jesus, help me. Jesus, help me. Help me, Jesus. I'll do it, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. I'll do it, Jesus. Oh, help me. You got to believe that you can do it. You can cast the devil out. Amen. Let me tell you, there's a lot of people in our society that's demon possessed. Or they're demon oppressed. This world needs the power of God in manifestation. And I believe that God wants to use us to do the works of Jesus right here in Central Louisiana. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Good works bring glory to God, and they bless people. Hallelujah. And notice that when Jesus did a good work, he said, no, look, make sure you don't tell nobody about it. That's the humility part of him. See, he wasn't doing it for the pat on the back. He wasn't doing it to build a name. The Bible says he made himself of no reputation. He wasn't trying to build a reputation and say, look, I want everybody talking about, I want to be known. See, last week we talked about him walking in humility. See, wisdom and good works go together. You know, we have broken all of these down into little compartments, but the truth is they all flow together. I was reading through just one chapter. I saw at least four or five ingredients of the ingredients that are necessary for you to walk with God. I saw them in one chapter, and probably if I'd have read through it and really been looking for it, I probably would have saw more of what I'm telling you, because they were all intertwined. It's him. It is you manifesting who he is. Jesus will reveal himself to you, and then he will shine through you his glory. And people, when they get ministered to, they'll be talking about, look what the Lord did for me. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't have to be known. The main thing is that he is known. Jesus has to be known. Matthew 5:16. How did Jesus walk? He walked in good works. Now, a lot of people won't ever enter into this arena here because they don't have the dedication or the commitment. They won't make a commitment, or they won't dedicate themselves to God to the degree that's necessary for God to allow His power to flow through them. It takes commitment. It takes diligence and discipline of you studying and seeking after Him, and consistency. And you obeying when God tells you to do something, you do it. That's how you build. That's how you grow. Amen. Matthew 5:16 says, "Let your light so shine before men that they may see what? Your good works and do what? And glorify your Father which is in heaven." So there it is right there. So He said, listen, let your light shine. He didn't say cover it up. He didn't say hide the light. He didn't say when you know, in the restaurant, when you're getting ready to say grace, drop a napkin or a fork on the floor, and when you go down, say, "God bless this food, amen," so nobody see you praying. Some people pray like that. They drop them on, "God bless this food, amen." They don't want to be seen praying or with their head bowed because they're shame. He said, let your light shine. Don't be ashamed to pray in public. Now, you don't have to do it to draw attention to yourself. See, some people just want to be a spectacle. They get them as loud as they can be. They know they're going to upset everybody. I knew a good brother. He had a great heart. But boy, I tell you, when he was wanting to do something for God, he wanted the whole world to know. I'll tell you what, Brother Greg, right there in front of everybody. I said, "Man, I'm right here. You ain't got to holler. What you hollering for?" Just hollering out loud. Everybody like, "What's wrong with him?" Now, they don't think he's a Christian. They think he's crazy. First Peter 2:12. Listen at this right here. I love this here. I get excited about this because God has made us laborers together with Him. If you really want to do something for God, I mean, it's better to do something with Him than it is to do something for Him. I'd rather be doing it with Him than just doing something for Him. Amen. It's a difference in me doing something for my son and me doing something with him. Which one you think bring me the greatest joy? There's joy in both of them, but you know when we can do it together. 1 Peter 2:12, having your lifestyle honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as an evildoer, they may by your what? Good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. So you see, good works are something that can be seen. They are meant to put God on display. Everything I'm telling you right here in the Word. Notice He said, they may by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God on the day of visitation.
You have been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center. I trust that you've received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $5 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. and Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship services. We're located at 4701 Lee Street in Alexandria, Louisiana, just 2 blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
KKAYT 88.1 FM, 70,000 watts of gospel power. Power beaming on the Blue Mountains of Mississippi and the flat plains of West Texas and the beaches and bayous of Louisiana. KAYT 88.1 FM.
Jesus. Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministers Broadcast, brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church, pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II, one church ministering in two locations, 222 Blood Road and 7304.